Welcome to The Hitch, week 9.
Hi.
Hi. Day 60.
Day 60.
It's a melancholy day.
It really is.
I know.
It really, really is.
It was fun, but it was also, like, sad.
Yeah, this is like our...
This is our last... I just dropped my phone.
This is our last day here in Lyons, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
And tomorrow starts the road back for overnights.
Yeah.
And that's that.
That's that.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, there's like a few things. Like first, we've been here
for 11
for a long time.
Nights.
And I'm like, how do we even, like, it just feels like we live here now.
I know. I feel like we live here now.
And, like, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just, man, I'm not ready to go back.
I know. We got a lot of stuff we got to figure out.
Well, I mean, mainly, it's not even that. It's just like...
To stop the adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not...
I know, it's
and,
hard.
Or it's not even an adventure a lot of the time. I mean,
yeah.
I just work.
True.
Know? Like...
True.
I just... It's... Like, this is a easy way to live.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it works real well for us.
I mean, it does work really well for us. It's easy and not easy. That's the funny thing. Like, I prefer it, I would say. But
yeah.
There's a lot of work involved.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not like it's easy. Like, sometimes I think people have this idea that it's... easy because
right.
You see like the nice picture on Instagram and you see the people having fun all the time,
right.
But it's hard, you know, there are hard things that happen.
Oh,
there's
definitely.
A lot of work that has to happen.
When I say easy, I don't mean
like there's not work.
There isn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not annoying. I mean
that it
we
works
fall
well.
Into this particular
right,
routine
right.
Really easily.
I know. I've thought many times on this trip and also lots of other times when I've been traveling, is like, I just think I was born to do this. Like, honestly,
yeah.
Like, I don't say that about really anything else that I do. This is where I'm like in my zone.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this works for me better than regular life. And
yeah.
That's what's hard is like, you know, we don't have a way to just do this indefinitely.
No.
And there's other things, you know, that are important, like our children's schooling and
yeah,
things
I mean,
like that.
Even if we did, like that
even
to
if we
me
did,
would be the main
school,
thing. Is
there's
like,
doctors, there's,
yeah.
You know, things that we need to do in one place
yeah.
That are is not, you know. But it is interesting, though, because I feel like I'm always like, yeah. This is my
yeah.
thing. You know how people have their things in life and when
yeah.
you're doing it, you feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my thing.
Yeah.
Like, I do this well.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
You do this real well.
I mean, we all do. Like, I'm not just saying it's
well,
me.
Well, no, but I mean, like, you are the driving force of this,
mm-hmm.
You know? And the kids, it's what they know,
mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah, you are very good at this. You know, you are very good at thinking about it and, you know, putting it together and yeah, it's been a remarkable 60 days.
Yeah.
You know, and just,
it's been really
yeah.
like the best, even better than last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, as
I mean,
we get more comfortable with it. And
I was thinking
like
about like differences between this year and last year. And I think, you know, the obvious things are we were mostly very rural last year. We were
right.
going to a lot of national parks and that sort of thing. And this time we were far more urban.
That's
we were
true.
Nearer adjacent to cities. But the biggest difference
mm-hmm.
is that last year we did not stay anywhere for more than about 5 days.
That's true.
And this
because
time,
we made our reservations later.
Right. And this time we have had multiple
mm-hmm.
stops, you know, Austin, Santa Fe.
Yeah. Where
here,
we were like for,
where we were somewhere
you know,
for more than
a week to
at least
11
yeah.
days. Like this is our longest one. I think,
Santa Fe ended up being the longest, but
oh,
that one we
okay.
added to. So
right,
it,
right.
And we thought we were going to have to move. So it felt a little different.
Oh,
like this
yeah.
one, when we parked it, we knew we weren't
we
leaving
knew.
For a long time. But like there, that is it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. It is nice because then you feel like you can settle in more and you get routines down just like you do at home, you know, where like this morning I was really happy but sad to, I mean, I was sad to go on my like last run in Lyons because I've really been enjoying running here, and I have, you know, in the last 11 days I've figured out which paths I like to take and which areas are best to run, and you know, I sometimes see the same people, you know, this older couple, I keep passing them on this bike on this little dirt path that I like to run on next to the river, and you know, and those are the things that make you feel like you're at home, like the routines and the like getting to know a place. Like I feel like, especially running a lot in Lyons, like I've really explored the neighborhoods and things like that. And I mean, it's also very small, so it's easy to do. It's not like I'm running a long, long way. But yeah, I have these routines. So this morning I started off being sad because, I mean, I was happy that I was able to do it one more time. Yeah. But I was also sad because I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this for a while. It's a pretty idyllic place to run. But so it was a day of lasts here. You know, our 14-year-old got in the river and...
Oh, has he not told you that he's already planned on...
That's why is he doing it tomorrow?
That's why he hasn't deflated his tube.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not his last.
Because I was like, hey, man, you should deflate your tube. Because I was dealing with deflating
one of the annoying tubes. Oh, he's going to go tomorrow? Okay, that's cool.
And he was like, no, I'm going to get a run in the morning.
He should.
I'm like, all right, well, you'll need to get up early. But yeah,
he did a bunch of them.
He's got one more.
Oh, that's fine.
One more
in him. It always takes us forever to get going anyway. Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
But he's been doing that every day. And like today, you know, he definitely spent a lot of time doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we finally went to the ice cream place here.
Yeah.
What is it called?
The Lyons Dairy Bar.
Lyons
Dairy Bar.
It was good.
Holy cow. It was really good.
Yeah. One of my sisters really came up with her daughter and we all went over there and it was really good. And it was... you even said you were like, oh, I wish we had discovered this earlier.
It was really phenomenally good.
I know. We'd probably be eating ice cream every day.
Yeah, it was next to the laundromat that I've used.
Yeah.
And the pot shop. But, man, it was good. It was good ice cream. And then we did one last family run to the pinball place.
Pinball machine. Yeah, the little guy was like talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he doesn't actually play pinball. I mean, he could if he wanted to, but he doesn't like how loud it is.
He keeps his hands clamped tight over his ears the whole time.
And it's not like crazy loud, but you know, little kids are just sensitive.
Yeah.
And it's really cute. They have these little step stools that you can pull out. And so we would be playing pinball with him like on a step stool.
Yeah. In like the middle.
In the middle, between our arms.
Yeah.
And he would be super into it, but he would just have his hands over his ears the whole time. It was very adorable. And then when we were there, and we weren't there very long, but we happened to be there at the same time that the league
The pinball
shows up, and that was fun.
That was wild.
Yeah, we got to see some real
locals.
There were
locals. A lot of people in
there
the
pinball
league. There
were a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a small town. There's not a ton of stuff.
I mean, I think probably people are coming in from
elsewhere.
Longmont
that's what I thought too.
You know, that kind of thing.
But it's also like so awesome. I mean, it's worth driving to go to.
Cool.
Like, what a fun thing to do. Anyway, so that was
but
awesome.
But yeah, it was a good day. But man,
it's hard though. It's a mixed bag. It's
always hard.
I mean, this is the thing about traveling is, you know, you kind of fall in love with places and then you're just there temporarily.
Yeah.
And so you have to go again. And, it's hard. There's a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
Like,
first of all,
leaving in the first place, like you leave your friends in your house and things like that.
Yeah.
And even though I love to travel, like that's a hard thing to do. And then, you know, you're just kind of always leaving, but you're always arriving somewhere else. I guess that's the flip.
Yeah. I mean, that's the positive way to look at it.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm just
trying
to talk myself into it.
Yeah, for me, it's just like, you know, I started this trip thinking that I was kind of working my gig kind of part-time, but it really turned into almost every day I was
yeah,
working.
You've had
you know?
A lot going on.
And so it's not like I've been off doing adventures right. and all of that, you know, but I don't, it's not, and it's not even lions necessarily.
Yeah.
It's just for me, the idea that, okay, we're turning, like we're turning back into a pumpkin.
Right.
You know, like even though much of this summer has been working jobs and dealing yeah. with the internet and, you know, all of that kind of thing. Man, I still don't want to turn into a pumpkin,
oh, I don't
you
either.
Know? And, I was actually talking to my colleagues earlier today. Cause I was like, yeah, last year we were in Minneapolis and we just, you know, one shotted it down, but it's only, you know, normally it would be a 6.5-7 hour drive, you know? That was really long. And so this time, and we just like took days to recover from that drive. Cause it was such a long haul. And so this time, you know, we're breaking, it's a much longer drive. It's about 18 hours if you were doing it without a tow. You know, we're breaking up longer, and I'm like, but I kind of feel like we're just pulling that Band-Aid off real slow now, you know?
Like, I know, but then, like, you know, I was trying to think of the positive of it, even though we don't want to leave here, and we don't want to go back, necessarily.
Yeah.
And we don't really want to do that 80 drive I-80 because we've done it like 1,000 times and it's not the most exciting drive in the world. I was thinking about the positives of, like, you know, when it's just us on the road and we're going to a campsite and we don't have a lot of places that we're going to explore. We do have some nice times just like hanging in the trailer and like going to the campground, you know, pool or whatever.
Yeah. And it will be nice. And all these ones have pools. And
it will be simplified in that way. Cause like, we're not going to be like checking out the greater North Platte area. Yeah. We've done that before.
Done it.
And So it's a lot of just simple stays.
Yeah. And I think that'll be nice. And I think, you know, you've got us doing like 4-ish hour drives, which is great.
So we'll get in.
We won't be so burned. Yeah. We can enjoy the pool. We can just kind of chill and you know.
I'm laughing because I'm remembering the 4-year-old is like, I think the other campsites will have
pinball
too.
Yeah.
Like, he's like obsessed with pinball, even though he really didn't even ever play it. But like, I'm like,
like they
not
want the
really. Yeah. But he's like thinking that there's this amazing classic pinball place just anywhere.
Yeah. No. It really is an exceptionally amazing pinball place.
It's really worth the drive over here if you're close by at all. But anyway, but we'll do it.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
And, you know, we'll get back into routines and having fun.
And we'll be busy, and then we'll start gearing up for whatever the next big voyage is.
Indeed. Indeed. Mm-hmm. But it's not over yet. We got 4 more nights on the road. We'll be talking to you.
Yep.
So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!